Wednesday night, Chaf Aleph Shvat, Chavis Halvavos, Kuf Pei, the Pek of Pei. Okay, just Chavis Halvavos expressed a little anxiety about what he's doing. He's opening up a can of worms. This is the problem every mechanech faces. Does he warn the kids against looking into certain magazines? And then he starts describing it, and the kid says, hey, let me try that out. So this is what he's bothered by. So he says he decided to write it, because he compares it to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's angst in Maseches Bava Basra, if he should describe how the Ramoyim in business try to fool people. And he said, you know, maybe people are going to learn from that, how to fool people. They say, hey, that's a good idea, I never thought of that. So you have the rule. On the other hand, if he doesn't say it, then the Ramoyim will think that they're taka fooling people, and the Chachamim are naive and don't understand. So should he say in the drasha, this is what people do. There's always going to be people there that never would have thought of doing that. And now they're... On the other hand, if you don't say it, then people will say, we taka pull one over. That the Chachamim are naive, they don't know what's going on in the world. They're naive. So if you talk about it to show you're not naive, but then a lot of people are listening, and they get ideas in their heads. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai decided in the Gemara that you should say it, and he applied the pasuk, Yeshorim Darkei Hashem, Al, you know, Tzadikim Yelchu Bam, Uposhim Yikashlu Bam. It's part of Bechira. I can't, you know, I'm going to tell people, I'm going to talk about it, and good people will know what to stay away from, because that's why the Chavis Halvavos did it, so that when such thoughts come into your mind, you'll, oh, the Yetzirah, I learned Chavis Halvavos, I know that that's not a good thought, it's not rigorously true. And Chavis Halvavos gives us the tools to fight it. He says, if you think logically, you'll see that it's silly, it's wrong, it's stupid, it's not true, it's just a smoke screen, etc. As I said, you can't really extrapolate to the issues that goes on in schools where this really, really always comes up. Because the Chavis Halvavos is talking that you have the tools to fight it, and now it's a question of Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Ra. So he says, listen, that's part of Bechira. I'm going to teach it, and now people have Bechira. But maybe with kids who are not equipped to fight it, so if you start telling them things that they never heard of, you say, you know, like, you know, the teacher says, don't go to, when I was a kid in RJJ, you know, don't go to Chinatown, because, you know, everybody was in Chinatown the next day, you know. Right, Chinatown on the Lower East Side. It's like there's a Chinatown right next to, a block away from the Jewish section was Chinatown. And they had, who knows what, I don't want to say what they had there, but everybody was there the next day. So that's, kids are not equipped. So you can't really extrapolate. But it is a major issue which has good people on both sides. That's what you need Gedolim for, right? You have Gedolim, follow them. A school has to have someone they ask their shilas to.
I shouldn't say really.
Maybe I should. I don't want to talk. I was very surprised about some. Okay. I'm thinking if there's a purpose in saying it. I don't want to talk badly about someone.
Can't be not specific about
it. No. Can't. Better not. I was surprised to find out about someone that does something. That's safe enough. And it's really very, like, I held it was wrong. And I told him, I said, who do you ask your shilas to? He had no one. It's like, I thought only I had that. I was like really shocked. You really do? A school really needs someone. There's a shilas to. Issues like this will come up. And it's really heavy duty shilas. And you know, the principal is not equipped to answer such shilas. These are like major hashkafic shilas, major chinuch shilas. And it could be different, and so that, you see, different gedolim will give you different answers, and that's okay. Right? Let's say by the chassidisha. So we know they have, what's that fancy word? Weltanschauung. They have a certain worldview, and their worldview is to stay in the ghetto as much as possible and to keep the kids sheltered. Once the kid walks out, he's hit with things he never dreamed about. They're willing to take that risk. They're willing to take that risk. So we know the Hasidic approach. So they'll ask their Gadol, and he'll say, you know, they'll go ask the Gerer Rebbe. Right? So the Gerer Rebbe will say, Chas V'Shalom, you know. On the other side, you have more modern Orthodox. They have this as a value, Mamish as a value, that you, or they say they do. It's like an excuse they have maybe for exposing the kids. I don't know. And they say, you know, we hold this as a value. You expose the kid. It's like inoculations, you know. You put in a few germs under controlled conditions, so adarabba, it inoculates you against the disease. It's like that in physical reality. It probably, there's a mokum to say it's like that. I know with my kids, and I told this to people in the shul, that you're better off letting your kids experience certain things under controlled conditions, and they learn to exercise their, I call it the self-control muscle. And you say, you know, you can play video games, but 15 minutes a night, or 2 hours a week, you know, and that's it. So that's my shita. I mean, you know, I don't know. I told that to people. That's better than saying no video games. His friends are playing video games. He's going to develop a big desire. You're not going to be able to explain to him why it's no good. Kids, you know, he's too young. So you're better off, that's what I feel, letting him play. He has to have some downtime anyway. So better he should play basketball, it's true. You know, his video games is not exactly, I mean, even by the goyim, taking away all the negative things for Yiddishkeit, it's not a, even by the goyim, it's not a good thing to sit in front of a screen, you know, and play. The books talk about it. I have a book now I just read. I think it's called The Shallow Generation, something like that. It's about how internet and the way internet works and the way you click and you see, it's mamish is destroying our minds. It's destroying our ability to think.
Worse than TV.
Mamish worse than TV.
It's different than an inoculation. I mean, this is basically just... I mean,
My point now is...
intellectual, we said yes.
A school... People say yes to Gedolim, what to do. Right. There really is no such thing as the Gedolim in the sense... Because everybody's going to pick a Gadol that's really... I'm not going to pick a Satma person, even if he's Boki and Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch. Huge Talmud Chacham, Shas Baal Peh. I'm not going to ask him my Shailas because he has a different worldview than I do. So what do you mean? But he's a Gadol, so I'll ask him what my worldview should be. So no, people have their own worldview. If I'm going to ask him if I should, you know, live in Eretz Yisrael, or so I know his worldview. So you pick someone that's in your ballpark, but then you have to ask them Shailas. This is like a major Shaila. A school, I said Taurus Moshe, every school claims they ask. I can tell you in Taurus Moshe that Itaka asks, because we insist he asks. Itaka, there's a lot of questions that come up in a school. Not always should you throw this kid out or not. That's always a major Shaila. You have to have someone you ask.
Aren't there Chashev?
Now, Kotomar started, I mean, she still does, I don't know. She picked Rav Gantz. So whatever Rav Gantz tells her, she does, and that's her kauf. Who changed over the years? I don't know.
Why is a Menahel not necessarily equipped to...
He might be, but it's rare. Because if he's on that level, he would be more than a Menahel. Really. It's just... I mean, I just had a shiloh the other day. I said, I can't answer this. Well, did I say it over? Someone just asked me a shy. Oh! Wait. Look. On the bus today. I was on the bus coming back to the Bris. So someone said, someone from a moisir here sat down next to me and asked me the following shayla. So first of all, you know, I say, let's say he wouldn't have seen me on the bus. He asked me, he has a moisir here. It's running a deficit. Let's call it 20,000 shekels a month. So that means every month, and he wants to pay his bill. I mean, none of them, I mean, you can't just live with that. You got to fill it up. I mean, in Torah's Moshe, when we were running deficits every month, our first year of existence, we borrowed money every month. I mean, there's no magic. You got to. Said if he would fire all his Jewish workers, I assume he meant except for the Rabbeim. And you know, the help, he would save 10,000 shekels and then hire goyim, I guess Arabs, well maybe not, let's not get into that. He was fired and hired the goyim, he would save 10,000 shekel a month. So I said, listen, I'd love to answer you, you know, don't give yidden the parnasa, whatever parnasa they're getting, how much you're paying them, and don't hire a goyim, plus goyim, you know, who knows, you think you're saving money now, in 6 months they'll rob you blind, they'll let in their friends to steal all the computers. Yeah. I said, I can't really answer your question. You have to ask someone bigger than me, because if you're running a deficit of 10,000, of 20,000 a month, it means you're owing people 20,000 a month. And you keep digging, and the hole keeps getting bigger and bigger. So I said, I don't know. It's a heavy shiloh. Go ask someone. I really can't answer you. I suspect. I said, I'll tell you. So I'm not answering your shiloh, I said. But I'll tell you, if you want to just talk in learning, I don't see that bracha is going to come out of firing yidden and hiring goyim. Bracha is not going to be chal. I said, I'm talking like a rebbe, maybe. But I don't see bracha being chal. If you let yidden go and take on goyim, I just don't see it. But I said, yes, kashayla, because you're running a moisid and you're collecting stucco, let's say, collecting from people, and or you're going to raise tuition, let's say, or you're going to, and I don't know, you know, it's a lot of money. It's not a pleasure to think. I said, maybe you should fire them and your wife should do that work. You go, you clean up the kitchen, you know, you do the work, but it's heavy shilas. Okay, how do we get it? Yeah, so this is heavy shilas. Lefika chani yomer. The paragraph kufpei. Lefika chani yomer. Shekoma sheskarnu leil b'shar zeh. Everything I talked about in this shar, mimashem asapik hayetzer ala odem. What the yetzer drives you nuts and makes you think about him, plants doubts in your head. Harim lo yuchal asapko mehem. If he can't shake you, Yochel is Fakeachimo Aleim, Bochokos Varias, Levatel Samus Atzlo. So he'll start to bring you Rias and he'll rationally try to shake you. But Kasher Tamadol after Yosef, when you realize, you have to educate yourself, I guess. How do you answer his Rias? You know, this is what he said, the intellectual. So he'll ask you, so how come there's no this in the midbar? How come there's no coins found? So if you know what to answer, you know what to answer. All the archaeological evidence of the last 5 years in Eretz Yisrael is all supporting every story of Nach that there is. They find things with people's names on it, Mamish. Names in the Tanakh. So if you fight him, it starts a new thing. He's saying if you fight him correctly and you shake him off, because he's Lamaisa Sheker and you're MS, so he'll come back with a whole new approach. That's a whole new approach that'll try to make you lazy. And we'll see. Tomorrow night we'll start the new approach.